STAR is short for the State of Texas Assessment of Academic Readiness. It will be the new test given by the state to track student, school, and school district performance. But when you talk to some educators or education groups, they worry whether schools can be ready to give the test, especially when current state budget proposals would cut K-12 education by about $10 billion. Dox Gonzalez says some of those cuts dramatically reduce the amount of money spent helping kids get ready for accountability tests, while also axing many of the remediation programs that help kids who fail the test. Gonzalez is with the Texas Association of School Boards, or TASB.
You know, additional instruction and preparation for students and training for teachers is key. So, you know, we're really setting our kids up to fail if we implement a new accountability system without providing for the additional resources necessary for preparing the students and teachers.
Current budget proposals do look grim, but the Senate's Education Committee Chair, Plano Republican Florence Shapiro, says everyone needs to remember it's going to get better.
Right now, we're looking at a base bill, and the numbers are going to be significantly different at the end of the day.
Shapiro says the state has spent the last 5 years getting ready for STAR to replace the Texas Assessment of Knowledge and Skills, or TAKS test, and with all that forward momentum, there's just no reason to slow down, especially when you consider school districts won't be graded on STAR results in the first year. Shapiro says staying with the current implementation schedule will provide the perfect opportunity to use the new system and make sure everything is working right before the test counts.
We've already put in a lot of money. All of the tests are done. All of the curriculum is done. We need the textbooks, obviously, which I'm working towards. That's my first goal, is to get the textbooks prepared and brought to the schools. But everything is in place. Everything is in place.
Shapiro says if something goes wrong in the final year, the state can make changes and even slow down implementation. The contract with the company that designed the test allows the state to renegotiate without paying a penalty. But TASB's Gonzalez says even if the first year of STAR doesn't count, that doesn't mean schools and students won't still feel an emotional hit if test scores take a tumble.
When you bring in a new system, and you know the students and teachers don't necessarily know what they're in store for, or if they happen to have a bad year testing-wise, that can really do a lot to damage the morale of a school and students.
Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.